Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Peites, and we are on Peches Mabez, the last daf in Perakisi Hadam, as we transfer from to the next part of the Masechta. But first, we have a lot to talk about before that. Okay, let's start at Peches Mabez. Says the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom. Peches Amar Rava. What we read yesterday. B'schar sh'amar Avram Avinu v'yanochi afer v'efer zachu banav l'shtei mitzvos efer parav afer sota. B'schar that Avram Avinu said that I am like dirt and like ashes, when he was talking about to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bargaining for stone, his children were zochep to these two mitzvos, the efer para and the afer sota. Right, we mentioned the Beis HaLevi yesterday. Other mafarshim talk about why is it in this order. Right, if Avram said afar and afer, so the schar should be in the order of afar and afer. So why did it say afar and afar? Okay, question. You can look at the mafarshim, the Marsha talks about it, and others. V'lechshav nami afar kisi adam. This statement is here because of this question. Why do we say that afar and afer allude to two other mitzvahs? Is another mitzvah with afar and afer. So why doesn't the Chazal say that kisi adam is also a schar for the afar? So the Gemara answers hasam hechsher mitzvah ika hana aleka. But the other two mitzvahs, they're not only mitzvahs, but they give us some type of benefit. They give us offer sota, husband and wife are allowed to come back together. And the Efer Paraduma, somebody becomes tar. They're able to go out of their state of tumma. But what benefit do you get from Kisi Adam? Right, Rashi notes, that even if you don't do Kisi Adam, you're still allowed to eat. Okay, there's a lechachila to cover the blood. There's not only lechachila, there's a mitzvah too. But Rashi points out in the third to bottom line, the belav kisi nami havi mishteri basar. Right, without the kisi, the basar would still be mishteri. We mentioned in the past, wow, what's the havamina? There's a havamina that you wouldn't be able to eat without the kisi adam. What does that reflect about kisui? So I hope at some point to, over the next couple of days, to give that shiur about Kisi Adam, the lamdus being the Gemara of the Maisa Shechita. Hopefully it's a busy time for Yantif, but Hashem will try to squeeze it in somewhere. Anyway, so that's the Gemara. There is no specific benefit for Kisi Adam, and that is why that can't be associated with the schar. It's not just a mitzvah that is going to get the schar. It's a mitzvah that gives us some hana. And therefore, Kisi Adam doesn't specifically give us some hana. It's just called a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, that's one statement of Rava. Va'amar Rava, and Rava continues and says, Bishar she'amar Avram Avinu im michud v'atzruchnal. Because Avram Avinu said, when he didn't even want to take a shoelace from the spoils that he was entitled to, because he won the war over the four kings. So, b'schus, that he said that, zachu banav l'shtei mitzvahs, his children were zocha to two mitzvahs, again, of chut and sruch na'al, which mitzvahs? L'chut shel tcheles, v'ritzua shel tfilin. Oh, tcheles and tfilin. Tcheles bringing us back to Menachas days, and the ritzua of tfilin. Those were the two that that he was zocha to. So let's just read a little more, and then we'll talk about this. Bishlama ritzua shel tefillin ksiv. Find the ritzua of tefillin. I understand what the benefit is. Remember, because schar has to be a benefit besides just the actual mitzvah. So find the ritzua of tefillin. I know what the benefit is. Ksiv ro kol ami aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, and you will see that all the ami aretz will see God's name on you. V'tanya Rablazer Agadol Omer elu tefillin shevarosh. Right, this is the Tefillin Shavarosh. They'll see you, so that's a benefit. That the nations will be awed by us. Right, so that's why I understand how at the Ritzua Shel Tefillin can be a benefit. Interesting that Pasuk is the source for two halachas. That statement of Rokal, besides the Hashkafa that comes out of it, from a Blazar Gadol statement, but there are two halachas. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachas quotes that this is the source that Tefillin is only after Misha Yakir. Right, why should tefillin, out of all halachas, when we have halachas that apply by day, the Mishnah Megillah says, kol mitzvahs by yom are kasher kol hayom, kol mitzvahs by laila, kasher kol hayla. And all mitzvahs by yom, we generally say, the lechatchila, they're after Netzachama, b'dieved, right, if you put, they start after Amud HaShachar, Tkiya Shofar, and Lulav, and all the mitzvahs. All of a sudden, by tefillin and by tzitzis, we have a new time period. Mishayakir. Mishayakir, b'tchilas l'lavan, b'tchilas l'karasi, the Mishnah's in the beginning of Brachas. Where does that come from? Why all of a sudden by these mitzvahs you have a new shear that you don't have by any other mitzvah? These two mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Yonah there quotes, by tzitzis is because u'ri'isa moso. Right, and therefore it's a din of re'iyah. So you need Mishayakir. Aye, what about tefillin? There's no Re'isa Moso. He quotes our Pasuk. Yishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yarom Mimecha. Right, that's the, also, Re'ia plays a role by the tefillin, and therefore, that's why it only goes by Mishayakir. Halacha number one, that comes out of this Pasuk. Halacha number two is the halacha that we know. I didn't bring everything today. Halacha number two is that the tefillin Shel Rosh have to be Megula, have to be seeable, unlike the tefillin Shel Yad. Right, ukshartem la os al yadecha. Right, it's la os lecha. The Gemara Darsha is that it's an os for you. The tefillin shel yad are supposed to be covered by a sleeve, by a box. Something is supposed to be more mechusa. The tefillin shel rosh are not supposed to be covered. So even if one at various parts of davening puts a talus on their head for ituf, but it's not supposed to be totally covering the tefillin. The tefillin is supposed to be visible from the outside, the tefillin shel rosh. And that again, you learn from this pasuk, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yarbi mecha, they will see it, that they will be fearful. Whenever this comes up, we like to quote the story from last week's parsha, b'shem the gra, that the gra darshan on this pasuk, that if you look carefully, it doesn't say il tefillin, well, the story goes, that the Gra was wearing tefillin as you wore tefillin all day, just like his talmidim do today in the Ir Hatika, and the Talmidei HaGra, and he was wearing tefillin, and all of a sudden some type of enemy came in of the government, and they came in and they were about to ransack the whole shul, and they saw the Gra turned around and they saw the Gra and they ran out. And the Talmidim went to the Gra afterwards and they said, did you say some kind of incantation, some type of Tikkuni Zohar that made them run away? So the Gra's like, no, it's a Gemara. They're going to fear you. So Rebbe, we're also wearing tefillin. Didn't work for us. So he says, no, elu tefillin shebirosh, not elu tefillin she'al harosh, if you're medayik. It's not that you're wearing tefillin. It's that somebody's wearing tefillin who the message of tefillin sinks into inside. Elu tefillin shebirosh, in their head, says Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. And that's not just wearing tefillin, but that's living tefillin. And that's what they would be scared of. And the Gra says, That's the message of the Gemara. So we got two halachas and a story based on that. So we're in the middle of a sentence though. So says the Gemara, I understand how the rich tefillin could be a schar because there's a schar of the Umos HaOlam seeing us and being scared of us or being awed by us. Elachut shel tcheles mahi, what is the benefit of the tcheles, mahi, de tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, caused the brisa that we know, or at least a similar brisa that we know. Ma nishtana tcheles bikol atzivon, and why is that the color that is, quote, that is needed, different than all the other colors? Why doesn't God command us to have something orange, something red, any other type of color? Why tcheles, which itself is a machlokas Rashi Rambam? What exactly is tchelas? Is it more of a bluish? Is it more of a blackish? Meaning, is it the color of the sky when it's daytime? Is it the color of the sky as it gets dark at night? It's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. That's the sources for the different colors, the zecher to that, the different colors of the lines on the talus. So, manashat tchelas, we call it savonin. Mipnei, shetchelas doma liyam, bidyam doma lirakia, virakia doma le'evan evan sapir. This is an extra line, extra step that's not in all the chazals about this. The tchelos is like the sea is like the heaven. The heaven is like an even sapir, a beautiful stone. The even sapir domal kisi akavin. And the even sapir is like the kisi akavin. Dechsiv vayiru es ha'elokei Yisrael at Har Sinai. They had some type of divine vision. V'tachas raglav v'chulu. There was a even sapir. V'ksiv kamara even sapir demus kisei. The pasuk says, right, so therefore, the benefit is that we are reminded, what's the pasuk of the Gemara, we're reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mitzvah that we do, but it's a mitzvah that was a chayit that was called mitzvah Hashem. We will be reminded of the Kisi HaKavin. Okay, a lot to talk about here, just to mention one or two points. Number one, Rashi quotes the Chazal, Tchelos Dom Eliyam. This came up, I don't think we even had shir on this, because it was Chol HaMoed Pesach last year. Tchelos, Rashi quotes, Shahachilazon min hayam hu. Because chilazon, tchelos is going to remind you of the yam, because tchelos comes from the chilazon, and the chilazon, the snail, whichever snail it is, comes from the yam, and hayamu, ola achas l'shivim shana. Comes up once every 70 years. So how do you use that as a raya? It comes up once every 70 years, but maybe it's in the sea always that you could get it. Right, what does that tell me about the snails that they're getting today up north off of the coast? What does Achas L'Shivim Shana actually mean? Okay. Umaris Damo Domeliam. No answers today about that. Right, just
they say that the that was a reflection of how expensive it was. That you have to really go out and look for it. And
right.
That it's
right. Only once every 70 years would it be cheaper. And
it washes up
and you'd have it. But otherwise, you have to go get it yourself. Right, because it was expensive. And maybe that's why it was so not common. Right. Okay. Umar's, in any of the Tchelis paraphernalia booklets, they talk about this Chazal, exactly how to work it according to the opinions that it is the truncus, whatever Latin word that it is. Umar is dabo dabo liyam. The yam, and its dam looks like the yam. The yam on a row in shadom al-rakia, and the yam looks like the rakia, right? V'rakia l'sabr, v'sabr l'kizya kavid, v'chulu. But look what Rashi ends off with. Fascinating. The last two lines of the Rashi. Ukisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel b'kisi HaKavod shelo nizkar b'mitzvah zu shehi kineged kol ha-mitzvahs. It's the opposite of what we thought. We think is that it's for us. The benefit is for us. We see the tchelas, yam, we're taken out to the kisi HaKavod. Rashi says the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees his kisi HaKavod, it reminds him of the yam, rakia, v'chul, v'chul, and bringing us down to the tchelas. So it's a benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us when he sees the when we wear this. We mentioned again months ago a beautiful thought of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, which is expanded upon by Rav Soloveitchik, and that is related to tzitzis and tchelis itself. Rav Soloveitchik writes this in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. He talks about the Rashi at the end of Parshas Shlach, where Rashi quotes. Let me see if I have it. Thank you. Where Rashi quotes that the tcheles and the tzitzis, it reminds us of, Rashi says, psil tcheles in Tesvav Mem Aleph, al shem shikol b'choros. Tcheles, we know the tough and the shin could switch in Aramaic. So tcheles could be from the word shichul, loss, bereavement. Right, what did Rivka say? Loma eshkal shnechem yom echad. I'll be bereft of them the same day. So Rashi says, "I'll say shikol b'choros." Tchelos reminds us of Bakas b'choros. Targumo shashikol tachla u michtam haisa b'layla, and it was at night. The chesavat tchelos double rakia hamashchir leis erev. That's the Rashi I was talking about before. Rashi says it's a black, and it's like tchelos, like the sky as it gets towards evening. Right, that's Rashi. So it's supposed to remind us, the Tchelos reminds us of Makas Bechoros. They asked the Rav, asked the Rechaim HaKadosh, what's the connection between Tchelos and Makas Bechoros? What is the two? So Soloveitchik explains, based on Gemara and Rashi in Shabbos Nun Zayin Mabes, where the Gemara there talks about wearing items outside on Shabbos. The Gemara talks about a Kavla Da'avda, signets and seals that an Eved used to wear to show that he belongs to a so-and-so master, Master Plony. So is that considered a masa? Is that considered something that you're allowed to wear? That's why it's in Hilchos Shabbos. So Rashi there quotes, Chosam she'osin le'eved b'ksuso l'simin hochacha shehu Eved. Right, that's what they used to put on the Eved. That's Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin. If you look at Rashi in Mem Gimel, in Menaseches Menachos, Rashi quotes, Haya'osin le'behemo le'eved kishakonin osa l'shem sibin avdus. Says Rav Soloveitchik, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's tzitzis and tcheles. That's Makas, because right when Makas Bechoros took place, at that moment, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil between the firstborns, and we became his avadim. We went from Avdi Paro to Avdi Hashem, so it probably was. We probably had certain types of signets, seals that we wore when we were Avdi Mitzrayim. Rachmana Litzlan, probably similar to the numbers tattooed on our arms at other times in history. That's why we probably had something like that in Mitzrayim. And Anakas Bechoros, that switched. So what switched? We wore new Kavla Da'avdas. We put on a new signet, seals, that we are Avadim, and that is, that's Tzitzis. Tzitzis and Tchelas. That's how it reminds us of Makas Bechoros. That's what he says. Upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed these seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal, tzitzis with tchelas, indicating that henceforth they were to serve God, their new master. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim l'avadim, not slaves for others. That's what the Rav said, and the Arachayim HaKadosh also said it a couple hundred years before the Rav. The Arachayim says, at the end of Shlach, And he quotes the same Gemara, Shabbos and Zion, V'ha'mamar v'haya lachem l'sitzis l'satche v'avadim l'ashem, v'ha'evet osek kavla, yeh lachem simin zeh l'kavla da'avda. Pirish. Kishayabitu b'simin avdusam, yitnu leiv she'enam b'nei chorin la'asos kechefzam, b'ma'achalam, b'malbusham u'b'diburam. They can't do whatever they want in terms of eating, drinking, and clothing. V'chol ma'aseyem ke'eved, she'emats rabo alav, v'la'amod b'shar sha'adon mitzaveh la'amod, v'la'asos kol malachas ha'shiv ha'shem la'asos. To do whatever the master tells me to do. Right? That is what's needed by the Tcheles, and that's the Gemara right here. That's the Gemara about it's being connected to the Kisei HaKavod and what it's supposed to teach and mean for us. One or two final points, and then we'll continue. Some of you might be bothered by the question that bothers all the notes of Kalim on Rashi. Those from the first man Rashi. Sometimes the Mizrahi makes a comment. Sometimes the Ger Aryeh makes a comment. Right? In the old, now they have separate volumes for each one. But in the old fashioned ones, Mizrahi, Ger Aryeh, the Levush, the Sitzei Chachamim were all in one volume right here. So sometimes there's a question that bothers all of them. And you get four different answers to the question. This is one of those questions. What's the question? We know Rashi tells us in Parshas Noach that Bischus Vayikach Shem Vayefes Es HaSimla, Shem Vayefes took the Simla to cover their father, and it uses the Lashon Yachid to tell us that really Shem was the instigator, and Yefes just followed along. So what does Rashi quote there? Vayikach Shem Vayefes, that they all got schar for their actions. They all got schar. What schar did they get? Rashi quotes, Mida Kenegan Mida. Hu Kises Ervas Aviv, Vahashem Kisahu, Bitalis Shel Tzitzis. Right, the chayin yefes, the bnei shekisa gavu zachol the bottom of the kisi gufam lekfura b'yemei gogo magog. Okay, but Rashi quotes there that tzitzis is already a schar for a different mitzvah, for a different act of that was done. Tzitzis is a schar for shame by Noach, not a schar for Avram Avinu by offer by chutvat sruch now. Right, so what's the which is it a schar for? So four answers. You got four mafarshim on the page. Four answers. Says the Mizrahi. First answer, he says, "V'yesh lomar the talis shel tzitzis lachud, v'tcheles lachud. Shame got tzitzis, Avram got tcheles. The mishum kisuyo shel shame zoch Yisrael the talis shel tzitzis lavan, umishum dibur shel aviyem zoch Yisrael lachud shel tcheles." That's why if you're bedayik in the lashon is tutzivuyim. V'yaf al pi sheshtehen mitzvah achas. Even though, again, spend a lot of time on this line. Even though they're only counted as one of the 613. Tchelos v'lavan, it's only one of the mitzvahs, but still, in terms of this hashkafic part of it, so it can be counted as two. V'yavagav debi dibur michut, ein lezakos ela b'chutei tzitzis, v'idak neged mida v'lo l'simam shal tchelos, v'kal makom, since Avram said chut, so what does that do with tchelos? But still, kivan debi dibur michut, zachu l'chut, ein chut shal mitzvah ela chut shal tchelos, shakarcho al halavan. Because lavan has a lot of chutim. What's one chut? One chut is the tcheles. That's how you know it's allusion to that. Interesting. Does it mean one chut for all eight? Does it mean more than that? One that hangs down and it really is two? Rather, the machlokas we show in 1, 2, 4, how many of the strings are tcheles? Either way, that is the Mizrahi. So one's lavan and one's tcheles. Says the Maharal, v'yesh lomar, dischus shneyem gara mitzvah zos. She talas shal tzitzis. You need both of them. And he goes through like tzrichasa. Like he makes his own tzrichasa like the Gemara says. If you only had shame's action, af al gav sh'amar avar michud v'atzruchnal, b'shvil zayin tzvar shiyah b'gdeyem tzitzis. Then Abraham's statement wouldn't have been enough without piggybacking on shame. D'ma'inin michud v'atzruch lebeged. Right, Shep? Kocham einam bebeged. Right, they're usually strings. You don't think of begadim. The elficha tzarch l'schuzah shal shem shezach l'tal shal mitzvah. You need shame to tell me that first he was okay in a piece of clothing to do a mitzvah with, and then Avram adds on a special quality to that piece of clothing. When we call back up tzarch gav gets chos Avram, but shame's not enough. The lama yizku dilma yizku l'tzitzis. The lama yizku l'tzitzis. The inin yizku shal shem shizku l'mitzvah tzitzis. Shame is like they should be covered with something. Tzitzis don't cover you. Anyway, so he goes through a tzrichasa why each one is zocha. And finally, let's just read one more. The lavush. This is the same Lavush that writes on Shulchan Aruch, but he also has a commentary on Rashi. Devade b'schus shem shekises aviv zachol bana bechlal l'kisi talos shel tzitzis. Alav aladayin lo yadinan eze mi banav. Okay, Shem's descendants will get tzitzis. Which line? Shaharei harbe banim ayalo. Many, many sons were his. The Ukishaba Abraham Shayagam Kimi Banab Shal Shame Viyama Michudvatsuchnal Zacha Shatiya Oso Asusha Zacha Boshem Aviv Nitan Lola Banab Lavado. Beautiful. Shame got it, but which children? Which lineage? So Avraham Avinu then got it. Vilav Schusu Shal Shame, and without shame, Lohai Schusu Banab Shal Avraham Lebits Vagado Kalkach. Bixushi Ishbakav Vagado. Okay, he continues. Anyway, that's the Mefarshim in Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach tell us that. Okay, Viter. We continue. Just one, the Ritva notes here. Why don't you just say that Tchelus is Domal Kisi HaKavod? We have to go through all the steps. Again, a lot of questions that a lot of the Bali Musar asked, but the Ritva here asks it. He says, because it's not exactly everyone doesn't work out perfectly the same color. They're Dome. So we have to get a lot, as many in as we can that are as similar to the previous one as possible. So we try to do that. A. B. V'yesh l'farsho b'derach madrish, that Tchelos Dome liyam reminds us of the Nisa that happened at the Yam. And then l'rakia to the Nisa that happened at the Rakia. Right? Which means that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought down the seven Rakiyim to give us the Torah. So maybe there's a lot inside each step, says the Ritva. It's not just like the color itself. Well, 2 days in the Ritva, whether it's a physical issue or a spiritual issue. Okay, right here, 2 days in the Ritva. We go weiter. I'm Rabbi Abba. Kasha Gezel Hane'echal. Difficult and stringent is Gezel Hane'echal. A stolen item that not only you stole, but you ate it. I mean, you can't give it back. Why? Shafilu Tzadikim Gemurim Inim Yechol Lach Zero. Even great Tzadikim cannot return it. Well, because it's not there anymore. You have to pay back, but you can't do the mitzvah of Hashavas Gezela. Shneamar, as it says, Biladai, Rak Asher Achlu Anarim, V'chulu. Avraham Avinu says, again, when he doesn't want to take any of the spoils, he says, that's for me. What my Na'arim ate already, I'm not paying you back. Meaning, what's here, we'll give back. What has been consumed already, I'm not giving back. Meaning what? So the Marsha explains. Avraham Avinu was going Lefim Mishur Sadin. He won the war. He didn't have to give anything back. Everything was his. But he was treating it as it was called the finisher as if it was Gezel. As if, you know, I'm going to give it back to you because it was yours. But you see, even Avraham Avinu didn't want to treat what was already consumed as Gezel. Because that's stringent. That's he didn't want to do that, as the Gemara says, Kasha Gezel Hanechal. So that's why he didn't want to treat it. So the Pashas of the Gemara is looking at this Pasuk as a difference between what was there and what was consumed already. The Chafetz Chaim that we like to mention in our Chumras discussion quotes on this pasuk that it's a chilek between Avram stuff and the Na'arim stuff. Avram saying, "Me, I'll be machmir, but the Na'arim that were with me, they can do whatever they want." Not a focus on past and future, but a focus on his stuff and their stuff. Because the Chafetz Chaim says, "You know, if somebody wants to be machmir, that's fine, but they'll be machmir on other people's toes." That's the Chavetz Chaim, little Chavetz Chaim. Shalatvu hechmer Avraham Avinu biyoser mi bli lehenos bi melech stone mi chud vatzruchnal olam ben ogel in arim vanashim shahalchu ito lahem lo hechmer hem yichu chalkam lo lametcha shaharishus bi akol adam lahachmer laatzmo below laachirim. We shouldn't push our chumras onto anybody else. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum and Blazer Rabbi Shimon. Whenever Rabbi Lezer, the son of Yosef, is giving shir and agadata, make your ear like a sieve, meaning go to that shir. Go to that shir whenever you hear him give a shir in agadata. He was an expert. What was one of the statements that he said? The following. Not because you are so many does Hashem love you. That's not why Hashem loves us. So the pashas is not because you are so many. But he darshins me rubchem, another level of interpretation. I desire you, sha'afilu b'shash ani mashpia lachem gedula, even at a time when I give you greatness, when I give you such bracha, atem ma'atinas b'chem lefanai, you lower yourselves in front of me. Where do we see examples of that? Nasati gedula avram, I gave greatest avram avinu, amar lefanai v'yanochi avram v'efer. Right, so even after they get bracha, they get salvation, still they lower themselves. L'moshe v'yarod, amar v'nachnu ma. What are we? We're nothing. L'david amar, v'david, l'vanochi tola'as v'lo ish. I'm a worm, David HaMelech says. Aval ovdei kochavim, enon kein. The other kings, umos ha'olam, they do not say that. Nasad gedula l'nimrod, Right, this Gemara is in Yonah de Yoma. What's going on in the right in the UN? Right, Ovdei Kochavim ain't okay. They don't. They're not so humble. Right, they talk about the godless of themselves. That's how to deal with Nimrod. Amar Havadid Velano Ir. Right, Nimrod became great. What did he say? I want to become greater. Lefaro Amar Mi Hashem. Paro says, right, who's God that I'm going to listen to him? Lisancherev Amar Mi Bechal Elokei Haratzos. Who is as great as me? V'chulu. L'Nevuchadnetzar Amar Aleh Obama Seyav. Right, every king. L'chira Melech Sur Amar Moshav Elokim Yashavti B'Lev Yamim. Right, I placed gods amongst the sea. So all of these, you see the contrast between the leaders of Am Yisrael and the leaders of the Umos HaOlam. Amar Rabbi Vitim Rabbi Yochanan, commenting on these psukim, Gadol Shenem Rabbi Moshe V'Aaron Yosef Hashenem Rabbi Avraham. What Moshe and Aaron said was that it says greater than what Avram said. Why? Dila Avram, Ksiv Anochi Avram Ve'efer. At least that's something. That's tangible. V'ila B'Moshe V'Aaron Ksiv V'Nachnu Ma. What are we? We're not even there. V'Nachnu Ma. We darshan it. In the Biurei Chasidus, L'shas, the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov tells us, I think it's the Baal Shem Tov, yeah. Amar Abesht. I'm sorry, that's on the three lines from now. There's a previous one from the Torah Or. Ma Bechinas Ayin. Nachnu Ma is like nothingness. Ma. There's nothing there. B'moshe Ksiv, V'ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama. Hainu, Moshe Mitzamtzeim Atzmo, B'midas Hachno Bushel Lefanav Yisbarach. Moshe lowered himself so much that he wasn't margish his own reality. She'eino Achlo Hirgish Bechaz Mitzioso Ba'olam. He didn't think, meaning, what does that mean? It means he was totally a tool of God. He didn't have any independent existence. V'yein Dome Lo B'midalo, and nobody ever, before or after, has achieved that. Lachain, that's why he was able to have aspaklar yahamira mi beli shum tzimtzum mashloha yochal kabel shum nivra acher ba'olam. Right, even the avos nira elohim Hashem rak bekel shakai shmi Hashem lo nadati elohim. But Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had the nachnu ma, because he totally took himself out of the picture, that's why he was zoche to total bittel and able to have aspaklar yahamira. That's what the says here. Okay, one. We'll have another thought in a minute. V'nachnu ma. V'yamar Rabbi V'yitei Rabbi Yochanan. Chazal also darshan for the word ma, mea. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin mea brachos. Maybe the connection can be, if we say mea brachos properly, it's a proper bittel. V'nachnu mea, we say mea, that will also be zocha to that, as close to that level as we can. Okay. V'yamar Rabbi V'yitei Rabbi Yochanan. Ein ha'olam miskayim el b'shvil Moshe V'yaron. The world stands in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. Ksiv hacha benachnu ma, ksiv hasam tola aret al beli ma. Pasuk in Iyov. The world hangs on beli ma. Right, beli ma. That's the beschus those that were nechshav to nothing. Beli like nothing ma. What are we? Right, to the schus of those. That's the hidden meaning. Amar Rabbi Yila, other drushes on this pasuk. Eino lemiskayim el bishvil mi shebolem es atzmo b'shas meriva. The world is miskayim in the schus of those who shut their mouths during an argument and hold back what they want to say. Shenemar tola eretz al belima, belima bolem, to swallow up. Rashi says sogeres piv, those who close their mouths during an argument. That's who holds up the world. Rabbi Yavo Amar misha mesim atzmo kemisha eno. Someone who puts himself as if he's nothing. Shenemar umitachas zroos olam. For what does that mean? Somebody who puts himself tachas under, so zroos olam, he holds up the world. He's a zroa to the world. Right, the pasuk in 2 weeks. Right, mishpat mal that valaris mitachas. Right, that we always have to lower ourselves. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev haumnam elem tzedek tedaberun meisharim tishpatu bnei adam. What are we darshan from that pasuk? So, umnam, we dash for the word umnas. Ma umnaso shall adam ba'olam hazeh. What's our job in this world? Yasim atzmo ki'ilem. That's the lashon elam. We should put ourselves like an elam, like a mute, meaning we should always be quiet. Like it's in Perkei Avos. Lo masazi guf tov yosu bishtika. Yochol af ledivrei Torah. You might think, even for divrei Torah, this applies. Tabalomar tzedek tedaberun. No, whatever comes to Torah, as much as you want. Yochol yagaz daito. You might think that, oh, you should think of yourself as so great. In this regard, Tabalomar may sharif tishpatu b'nei adam. No, be balanced. Be balanced. Adkan divrei agadata. The end of Kisi Adam. At the Biur Chasidus now, the Baal Shem Tov says, Kol dibur hayotze bipiv shel adam eino holech li'ibud. Every single item that comes out of our mouth has an effect. If it's dibur shel kedusha or divrei Torah, hu ole v'nase keser barosho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes into the crown of God. Im chas v'shalom divrei iser, nase atara barosha sitra achra. Goes to the dark side. Adam beinoni, and if we say neutral stuff, so then it's like to the middle. It doesn't really do anything. Just floating around. So yasatzmo ki'ilem. Unless we have something positive and constructive, so then we should make ourselves like an ilem. Except for Talmud Chacham is always talking in Torah and mitzvahs and chesed. So then he should be elaborate and always be expansive in what he says. The Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh Harav on page 27, Chav Zayin, describing Rav Soloveitchik, and again, this could be about many of the Gdolim, but he wrote about Rav Soloveitchik. V'Rabbeinu hirgish ba'atzmo es chovaso ha'gdola limsor la'acher miskol osa ha'misora ha'gdola shekibel ho'mir abosav. He felt a tremendous achrayas right after he quoted this Gemara, right? Yasa yachal afal divrei Torah, tamalom or not. And he said Rav Soloveitchik had a tremendous achrayas to give over what he had, and that is why, unlike many of the other Gdolei Hadar, he gave shiurim for hours and hours on end. Right, he used to give, but he used to fly in from Boston, he gave back-to-back 3-hour shiurim, 2.5-hour shiurim, and he went for hours. That's the famous Yahrzeit shiurim, where thousands of people sat there. He went for 5 hours. Really, Yahrzeit shiurim, with thousands of people there, nobody moved. He had the koach of holding everybody's attention. V'yosef yivashah egel rotzeh linok, hapar rotzeh lahanik. More than the calf wants to nurse, the para wants to give milk. Right here he says, V'zachor ani, Rav Shechter writes, Heif kishishchalti lomonitz Rabbeinu, when I started to learn with the Rav, ha'imagit shtei shir b'yom gimel baboker, ha'echa the kita shal, the younger talmidim, and the second to the older, v'kol echa melo shir ma'yibarach l'shtei shosh shlemos. Two-hour shir back-to-back. V'yachachach malayla, shuv hikit shir v'sechaz brachas l'balabasa b'moriya. V'shuv baboker shal yom dalan, and then Wednesday morning again, the two shir back-to-back, in two totally different mesechtas. V'noseya b'chazor ala Boston, then he went back to Boston, and anyways, he talks about how he says, and then after, in 1960, he had an operation, and the doctor said he should take it easy a little bit. So then, b'shad haba, rak hikit shir b'sechah acha b'yeshiva. So he only said one mesechta. But instead of saying the shir 2 days a week, he started saying the shir 3 days a week, and each shir was 3 hours long. Ba'ofach is chakeim neged eitzas harofe. And he's outsmarted the doctors, because instead he started giving 9-hour shirs during the week instead of the 8-hour shirim that he used to give. Okay, that's what he was able to outsmart, but he constantly couldn't stop. Okay, that's this drush of tzedek tedaberin. Okay, finish up Kisi Adab. Amar Rebbe Zeira v'item Rebbe Yirmiya bar Yirmiya mechasin b'afirei dachas. You're allowed to do kisi adam, as we said yesterday in the Mishnah. What materials? With the dirt of ir hanidachas, with a city that has to be destroyed because it's a city of avodah zara. The havamina here is that we think. What does it mean? Afir ir hanidachas. We think this means the ashes of the ir hanidachas after it was burnt. So the Gemara says v'yamaya siri hano ninu. Who? It's Aser Banos. How could you use the ashes to cover up? Two answers. What? Sorry? It's Hana'aleka. It's Hana'aleka. We're still using it for a mitzvah. So it's Hana'aleka. The Hashkafic says there's no Hana'a besides the mitzvah. But there's the Hana'a that we're able to use this. We don't have to use anything else for the mitzvah. Right? Let's say I have dirt I want to plant in, so I don't have to use that. So it's at least the schus of the not having to use something else. So the Gemara has two answers. Amar Ze'iri lo nitzrucha ela lo afar afra. Maybe this is referring to you're allowed to use afar afra, which means, no, the mamish, the dirt. The dirt which wasn't subject to burning in the first place. It's the dirt. Dechziv, es koshala tikbots el toch rechova visarafta. All the spoils you have to gather to the middle of the city and burn. Mi sheina mechuser el kavitsa visrefa. What do you have to burn? Items that only have to be gathered and then burned. Yatzazeh, shemechuser tlisha kavitsa visrefa. The dirt, you have to dig and bring it. The dirt is not subject to srefa. That's answer number one. Answer number two, which many of you are probably thinking, v'rava amar, mitzvos lav lehenos nitznu. Mitzvahs were not given for Hana. Rashi has a famous formulation, both in Rosh Hashanah and right here in Chulin. Right? What's his formulation? Rashi says right here, second to last Rashi. Rabba Amar, v'lo hana'a, sheha mitzvo shenitnu liYisrael, lo lehanoth nitnu lahem. What does mitzvah lehanoth nitnu mean? It wasn't given to the Jews. Mitzvahs weren't given to us to get pleasure from. Lo l'shem hana'a nitnu lahem, el gzeiras melech hi alehem. It is a gzeira of the king that's incumbent upon us. Rashi's lashon to Rashi's shot is even stronger. It's an ol. It's a burden on us. Mitzvahs halachically are not defined as hana, and therefore it's something that even something that is usher b'hana, we are allowed to use as a mitzvahs. Right? There's a big discussion. Machlokas we shown him. We don't have time to get through into it all now. But Rav Shimon Shkap in Shara Yoshar Chelik Aleph Shara Sfekis Perek Zayin. There he talks about the machlokas between the Baal Amor and the other Rishonim. The Baal Amor says that mitzvahs lehanoth only applies to mitzvahs da'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'oraisa, we would be allowed to use Yisuri Hanah because mitzvahs lehanoth d'nu. But by mitzvahs d'rabanan, mitzvos, you don't apply that principle and you're not allowed to use something that's asur b'hanah by mitzvahs d'rabanan. That's the sheet of the Baal Amor in Rosh Hashanah, and the other Rishonim argue. It's a big problem, big challenge to figure out the sheet of the Sar of the Baal Amor. Why should it make a difference? We don't do mitzvahs d'rabanan for our benefit either. So Rav Shimon Shkap tries to come up with a svara how maybe it is. Maybe it is, because we're by regular mitzvahs d'oraisa, says Rav Shimon Shkap, it's direct to God. Why am I doing this mitzvah? Because God told me to. Why am I doing the mitzvah d'rabanan? Because the Rabbanan told me to. Why am I doing the mitzvah? That's a different mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah d'rabanan because of Lo Sasur. And Lo Sasur is itself another mitzvah. So he tries to explain how that itself, you know, ruins the fact that we can apply the principle of Av Lehanos Nitnu to Mrs. Rabbanan. But anyway, feel free to look at that ship of Shimon Shkap in Shar Yosher. We continue. Yosef Ravina Babakar Lahal Hashvaitza. Ravina said over this discussion, Eishne Rav Rechume L'Ravina and Yana Dioma. Rav Rechume says to Ravina, shofar so avodah chayvim lo yiskabo. You're not allowed to use a shofar of avodah zara on Rosh Hashanah. My lav im taka lo yasa. Doesn't that mean that if you actually blew it b'dieved, you wouldn't be yotzei? Kashan Rava, Mitzvah Lava Hedos Etnu? No, lo, Im Taka Yotza, you would be Yotze B'diavet. Because of that principle. Because of that principle, Mitzvah Lava Hedos Etnu. Big problem with the sheet of the Rambam, big discussion, Rosh Hashanah time, and that is when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam does not quote that the reason that if you blow a Shofar of a Nazara, Mitzvah Lava Hedos Etnu. What does the Rambam quote? Not here, but specifically by, let's say, Gezel, right? He quotes there, Ein B'kol Din Gezel. So how does that work with this? Why do you need the reason that mitzvah lav lehanoth nitnu? Ain b'kol, the sound wasn't stolen. The sound is what's aser. It's the chefsa that's aser. Avodah zara. So it's a big discussion there. Not for now. Lulav avodah zara chavim lo yitol. Same thing. Lulav avodah zara you can't take. My lav im natal lo yatsa. Doesn't that mean b'dieved you're not yotze? Lo im natal yatsa. Right? No, you wouldn't be yotze b'dieved. V'tan yotaka lo yatsa natal lo yatsa. We have a brisa that says that's not true. That you're not yotze b'dieved. And if you're not yotze b'dieved, doesn't that show me that it is a problem? Mitzvahs lehenos nitnu. Amar Ravashi achyashta. Wait a minute. There's a big difference between those contexts of shofar and lulav versus kisi adam. Achyashta. Hasam shiura bi'inon. V'yavodas kochavim kitusei mechta shiure. By a... That Rambam is by Gezel. So I wasn't being fair, exactly. It wasn't dafka by Avodah Zara, but the Rishonim and the Achronim talk about relating it. But anyway, the Gemara says here, when it comes to shofar and lulav, you need a shear. You need a physical item to do the mitzvah with. And if halakhically is considered burned and ground up already, which you have to destroy Avodah Zara, so it's as if you're not doing anything. Right, you're not using a chefsa shel mitzvah. That's why it's not good there, according to that shita. But hacha kovad de mechtas mali lekisui. Here, you want to say it's the more ground up it is, the better it is. So if you have ground up dirt, so that would be okay. Fine. Hadro lekisui adam. Now we move on to Gidon Asher. So as we know, the next two prakim in Chulin forms the basis for almost the whole first chelik of Yoredeya, besides shchita and treifas that we spoke about. Right, the first, basically the Chulin is all Yaradei Chelik Aleph. And now we get into the Basa B'Cholav Ta'aroves discussions, or I should say, Ta'aroves Basa B'Cholav discussions. Right, and that is right here. So Gidon Asher, let's at least start. Gidon Asher, Noeg Ba'aretz. Yadasha is even a chutzlaretz. It's even bizman hazeh. Bechulin ubi mukdashin. It's by chulin and it's by mukdashin. The Rashba said it's even knowing by a person. This is Rav Gidon Asher. Okay. V'noeg bebehema ubechaya. and it applies to behemoth and chayas. B'yarach shel yamin and b'yarach shel shmol. Tanakama holds by both, right side and left side. V'eino noheg ba'of, b'pnei she'ein lo kaf. Tanakama holds, the shita holds, it does not apply by birds, because it doesn't have a kaf. We'll have to see what that means. See what the kaf means, a certain part of the bone that the gid goes on. It doesn't have a kaf, and therefore, it is doesn't apply. Let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk. V'noheg b'shalil. And the Tanakama here says it applies even to a fetus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einanog B'Shalil. And Rabbi Yehuda says it does not apply to a Shalil. We had this machlokas earlier. The Gemara later on is going to say the root of this machlokas is really the machlokas we had already, whether Ben Pekua needs Shechita or not. Rabbi Yehuda says no, so we pass it. Rabbi Meir says yes. So Rabbi Meir, who says that a Ben Pekua needs Shechita, says that this fetus is basically a regular animal. It needs Shechita Daraisa. And that's why Noeg B'Shalil. So Gidanosha, this or Gidanosha applies. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It was matired by the mother, and therefore it's not knowing b'shalil. V'chel b'mutter. And also, even its chelev is mutter, says Rabbi Yehuda. Period. V'ein atabach ne'eman el agid hanasha, and the butchers are not ne'eman that the gid hanasha was taken out. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chabam omrim ne'eman on elav al chelev. No, they are ne'eman, and they're also mutter on chelev. Again, we'll see what the root of that machlokas is, what parts of the gid have to be taken out, the more difficult parts that we don't trust them because it's a big tircha to take out. So we'll have to see what that machlokas is about as well. The Sefer HaChinuch, which we mentioned way back when we started the mitzvah shir, in mitzvah number 3, mitzvah gimel, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the message of Gid HaNasha is the message of a Jew throughout the long exiles. That's what the Gid HaNasha teaches me. Says the Sefer HaChinuch beautifully, Mishashi mitzvah zu, kadeshite remez li Yisrael, sha'afal pisha yizbalu tsaras rabos begolios, miyad ha'amim, umiyad b'nei Yesav, even though we have terrible, terrible tsaras from all the enemies, you betuchim shalo yovdu. You should realize, we're promised that we're not going to be totally lost. El la'olam yamod zara'am ushmam, v'yavolahem go'el, v'yagole miyad tsar. The ge'ul is coming. That's what Gedan Asher reminds us of. U'bezakram tamid in yinzeh, al tzara mitzvah shatiyel zikaron. Remember this mitzvah, Yamdu be'emunasav v'tzikasav olav, it'll be ega strong. How do you know? Levisha oso malach shenilcham am Yaakov Avinu, that malach is sarah shal Esav. Ratzel l'akar l'yakov b'na olam, v'zara v'lo yacholo, v'tzir b'negiyas hayarech. And what happens afterwards? Zarchalo ha-shemesh l'raposo, v'nosha b'nasar, z'kein yizrach lanu ha-shemesh al Mashiach, v'yirapenu mitzareinu v'yigaleinu v'herav yimein omein. Pretty unusual chinuch, but he puts that in there, like the Rambam's Hilchas Para, Mehira Yigala, when he mentions how many paradumas there were. That's a beautiful chiddach in Mitzvah Gimel. Rav Moshe writes in the Drash Moshe on Vayishlach that this is the only one that he can think of. As he says, it's unusual, maybe Rav Moshe can think of more, that you have a zecher to something that tells you to do Sheval Tasa. Almost every zecher that we have in the Torah is to do something, not to do something. So here's a zecher, by not doing something, we remember. Not so, pretty unusual. Okay, says the Gemara. Mukdashin pshita. It's obvious that why shouldn't Gid HaNasha apply to Karbanos? So Gemara says, we should the Akdashe Pakale Yisr Gid Minei. It's the Yisr Gid HaNasha. The second you're Makdashit, then the Yisr is going to disappear. And if you want to say Machlokas, we're going to have later on. Then there's a Machlokas whether a Gid is Usr, even though it doesn't taste like anything. It's like a piece of wood. Or, no, it gives off taste. It's similar to meat. So if you say, Yesh begidim benosei tam, and therefore, va'asi iser mukdashin, v'chayela iser gid, and that's the chiddush, that there's a double iser here. There's an iser of me'ila, of eating hektish, if you do it, and the iser of a gid, if you eat the gid of a karban. So then, hay mukdashin noi begid mi bo'ilai. Should have used the other lashon. Hektish falls on gid, not just gid. Gid applies to hektish. So Ella, really, this is what the Mishnah means. Ksavar ain begidim benosei tam. Really, the gid is aser, even though it's a piece of wood. It's a chiddush. Obe begdashim iser gid ika iser mukdashin leka. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that the gid asher applies to mukdashin. Only the iser of gid applies to mukdashin, right? Not the if you eat a gid of a hektish animal, there's no meila. There's only an iser of gid. Period. Says the Gemara, V'savra Tana, the Don Ebegidim Menosin Tam. Is that really what this parak, the author of the Mishnah in this parak hold? V'hatnan, but we learn later on. Yarech should espashal ba'gid anashe, a yarech that you cook the gid anashe with its thigh, im yish ba'menosin tam, harizah asuras. You see, there's an issue of tam. So how could this opinion hold? Ein begidim no se tam. So Ella, you're right. This is what the Mishnah is talking about. Bivlados kachim askinan. We're talking about a baby. Vlados kachim. A carbon has a baby. So then we could say both isurim come at once. Right? It's not an issue of one before the other, and then we would say, how could one be chal on the other? They start at once. The kasavar noig bishalil, and this opinion of the Mishnah holds like it's noig bishalil, like the Tanakhama says, the kasavar vladas kachim, b'mei iman in kadoshim. And we hold also, like the Manda Amar, that the when does a vlad become a karban, the status, inside, at conception, the iser gid, the iser mukdashin ba'adiyah dadi ka'asi. And therefore they both start at the same time, and therefore, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, finishing up, "Umimatzes mukmas la b'shalil." Is that line what the first line? What it says, "B'mukdashin," on the second line of the Mishnah, it's talking about the shalil. "V'amitetari seifa noy b'shalil machadereish la b'shalil askinon." It's not talking about shalil until the next line. Gemara says, "No haki kamar." First, it says the shalil line at the beginning, and then the next line of the Mishnah says, "By the way, that itself is a machlokas." There is a machlokas, Reb Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Period. We'll stop there. Just one other ha'ara, and that is, there's a big discussion of the Achronim on this Mishnah, the Tzlach of the Chassam Sofer. What does the Mishnah, the Gemara say? Mukdashin? Pshita. That is an Isser of Gidan Asher. So the Noda Yehuda, in the Tzlach, asks the opposite. He says, why don't we say the Aseh of Achilas Kachim is Docha, the Los Aseh of Gidan Asher? Why do you say it's obvious? Right? It's obvious that the Isser is going to apply, say Aseh Docha Los Aseh. Ah, what do you see from here? Says the Noda Yehuda. Maybe this proves that the Isser, 2 points. Number one, maybe the Isser of the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim doesn't apply to all karbanis. Maybe it applies to only Kachim Kachim, not Kachim Kalam, and therefore there wouldn't be an Aseh Docha Lo Saseh there. Or maybe, as we formulated in the past, maybe the mitzvah is only that it should be eaten and not that you should eat it. And if you formulate it like that, maybe that's not strong enough to apply the principle of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. That's the Tzlach's discussion right here. Chassam Sofer just has a one-liner, and he says, he quotes this question, not from the Tzlach, but he just quotes this question, and he says, no, push it. The mitzvah saseh of eating kachim doesn't apply, doesn't include Gidan Asher. If you have something that's usher, so then that precludes, it's not part of the mitzvah. So anyway, that's his answer in one line. Just remember, I'll mention it, it'll come up again in this parak, but just to mention it, one of the greatest lines the Ravid ever said. Right? The Rambam in the Rambam Ravid Machlokes in Hilchos Karban Pesach, where the Rambam says that you have to take out when you cook the Karban Pesach, you have to cook it whole. Do you cook it with a Gedor Asher also? You have to cook it whole. So the Rambam says, yeah. The Rambam says you cook it when you eat the Gedor Asher, you eat the whole thing, and then when you get it to the Gedor Asher, you take it out with the other Gidim. You roast it whole and then you take it out afterwards. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Roshi, ain't iser gadol mizeh sheyisla pesach in gidan asher. There's no greater iser. You're going to cook it, and then the Ravid says, v'im ezke v'ochel pesach v'yavi lefanai kazeh ha'iti chovto b'karko lefanav. The Ravid comes and offers me a piece of his Karban Pesach, I'll take it and throw it at his feet onto the ground. Right, b'chaye roshi, halavai I should get bizochet mashiach. Okay, we'll end with that Ravid, and B'Shem, we will continue on Sunday. We'll have to work out exactly the schedule next week in terms of what time, because of Slichas issues. But Sunday should be regular, because Motzei Shabbos, so they should be regular. Okay, we'll stop here.